Going to talk to someone very special. Former Prime Minister Lady Thatcher joins us on the phone. Lady Thatcher, good evening.
Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm terribly
well.
Lovely
to talk down to you.
Now, can I just ask you, how do you feel about the fact that Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, both former Prime Ministers, have not been invited to the celebrations tomorrow?
Next question.
Now, you won't be attending yourself, I gather.
Well, no, what happened, you see, Mr. Dale, was that I bought the most marvellous dress, and I looked at it and I thought, I don't want to distract from the bride, you know. I don't want to do that. Very different, of course, from the Queen, because the Queen is very economical with her clothes. Do you know what she does with her old clothes? She wears them, and I'm sure she'll be wearing one at the wedding tomorrow.
Now, of course, you were Prime Minister when Charles and Diana got married. Do you have any memories of that day?
I have very, very many happy memories of that day. You see, as you get older, I remember very well, of course, the day Dennis and I got married. You remember where? You remember when? But you don't often remember why. You know, that's a difficult one.
And what message do you have for the happy couple tomorrow?
Well, I think it's very. I think they're a marvellous couple. I should explain really what happens in marriage. Are you married? I don't know if you are. But if you're not married, what happens is that in the first year of married life, the husband talks and the wife listens. In the second year of married life, the wife talks and the husband listens. In the third year of married life, the wife and the husband both talk together and the neighbours listen. You know, that is what happens in married life. Can I just say one thing? I'm very, very sorry. One thing I am very, very sorry for is they're not having tomorrow, they're not having the traditional service. Because I always like that moment when the wife used to promise to obey the husband. I used to like that bit because it always added a bit of humour to the occasion.
I was going to say, I can't really imagine that you ever obeyed Sir Dennis.
Well, goodness me, Dennis was a marvellous husband. He was always there, so ready, willing, but sadly unable. But you can't have everything in life, can one?
Now, what lessons can the happy couple learn from the hugely successful marriage that you had with Sir Dennis?
I think you've got to have tolerance, you know, and recognise, I think, also that men and women are different. You know, you can't change a man. The only time you can change a man is when he's in nappies, and after that it's far too late. And you've got to recognise, you know, William has got to recognise that women are very, very different to men. When women say, when you're having an argument, for example, with your wife, and the wife says, I'm not shouting, she is shouting, because it's important!
Now,
you've got to understand these differences.
Now, David Cameron will be obviously attending the wedding tomorrow. There's been a lot of controversy over what he should wear. Has he asked for your advice on what he should wear?
Well, I said, you know, it's a very, very, very happy occasion. And, you know, if he was wearing tails, and if he was a dog, he should be wagging them. One should be proud to be British. Wearing silly outfits is what being British is all about. We're known across the world for it. Why disappoint them? I hope he's also going to be wearing a silly top hat. That is what the Americans are jealous of us for. They don't wear silly clothes. We do. It's called being British.
Well, on that patriotic note, Lady Thatcher, I must thank you for joining us on the programme tonight.
The pleasure has been all yours. And just remember, listeners, love is the dream, marriage the alarm clock.